Thanks for letting me come here and share and just tell you a little bit about Tiger Paws. So I don't know how many of you know who I am or Tiger Paws. Okay. I've moved furniture for you at one point in time in your life. I thought I was getting off scot-free until I seen Dean Smith come in today, and I was like, oh boy, now I got to up my game. But Tiger Paws has been around for 36 years. We started out of Geneva, and I've been around for 20 of those now. And if you don't know, redeeming lives, building leaders, and transforming communities is our mission. And that's kind of like easy to say. It comes, rolls off the tongue. It's got a lot of INGs there. But I wanted to just share a little bit about what my goals are as individually, what I see Tiger Paws doing for the lives of men and women who come into contact. And that's really, you can find in 1 Samuel 12:3, and then Proverbs 31:25. This is my heart's desire for the kids that I come in contact with, or anybody I come in contact, especially for my two youngest boys that are here, Samuel and Caleb. Wave there, Samuel and Caleb, right? Yeah, hey. So Samuel, 1 Samuel 12:3, whose ox have I taken or whose donkey have I taken? Whom I have defrauded, whom have I oppressed, or from whose hand I have taken a bribe to blind my eyes with it? And I know you can probably heard a lot of things about Matt Nance, Mr. Matt, but those are some of the things that I know you have not heard about me. I could be brash, arrogant, and a lot of different things, but I'm never in the business of oppressing someone or defrauding them for their ox or their colt. And I try to make sure that every young man that I come in contact grows up to understand this. Maybe not those words specifically, but I try to teach them about how to be a God-fearing person that won't do this. And the biggest example I got was from Roy McDonald, right? Who saved my butt many years ago when they were getting ready to fire me at Tiger Paws. Roy McDonald said, "No, this is the man." And I learned a lot from just watching Roy, and then hearing, even after he passed, hearing about how he grew up in the orphanage and stuff like that. He forever has changed my life of what a man looks like. And then that's the one end, but then the new end is finding guys like David Smith. Who knows David Smith? Now that guy's got some potential, right? He's got some potential to be a Roy McDonald. And so I God has let me see manhood perfected almost, and the potential of manhood going there. And that's the journey that I'm on with the young men that I come in contact with. Now, I don't come in contact with a lot of women. I try to stay away from them because I usually get in trouble with something that comes out of my mouth. So Mrs. Copeland will tell you what you call it. It's really easy to put my foot in my mouth. But Proverbs 31:25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. And once again, you can't go any further than Fran McDonald, her and Roy were the founders of Tiger Paws. And I haven't had to go too far to look when you see a lady like Abby York, or you get to serve with a woman like Mrs. Copeland. You know, you get to see these women of strength and dignity that are just amazing. And that's what my desire for every young woman that comes into Tiger Paws is, to emulate that. And I think that we're on the right path and right trajectory of doing that. So that is where sometimes people don't get to hear that. They read the newsletters, they see what we're doing, but that's my heart. If you had to boil it down to a couple different things, that's my heart. For young men to be like Roy, young women to be like Fran, maybe not precisely like them, but to emulate those qualities. So that's what my heart is, but what's my call? What's Tiger Paws call? I have to wrestle with that for the last 20 years. Sometimes I thought my call was to do a lot of different things, but as I've gotten a little bit older, and I would say just a little bit wiser, not a whole bunch wiser, I've really drummed down on what my call is at Tiger Paws. My call is to present the gospel in all kinds of unique spaces and unique places in front of unique people and situations in a way that kind of just sheds the light of his goodness and grace and mercy. And I get to do that all the time with just different people I run into. My call is to raise hardy men who will raise godly children. My call is to take spaces that have been left in abandoned and use them to help kids that want to recreate, educate, and fellowship with each other that don't have those kind of resources pulled together for them because they're not at different big churches, or they're not, their things are not going down in the city. So when you get that call, the last call of Tiger Paws is to snatch those from the frames. And that's what I've been, when I look back in retrospect, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. I've been trying to snatch kids from the flames. And but it's hard to do that, because sometimes you have to snatch them from the flames, you have to be in the cut. And the cut is the hard places and the hard spaces. And so I try to gauge myself with the plumb line of if I'm going in the right direction. Is I do a self-examination in the morning with myself, but I also, of the people that I come in contact with and the kids whose lives I get to impact, I see if this is happening. And you can find it in 2 Timothy 3. But understand this, that in the last days, and I believe that we're getting there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Now see, I get real nervous, because lovers of yourself, that kind of like shines a big light on me, right? And if you've heard anything about Matt Nance, no one loves Mr. Matt more than Mr. Matt, right? But then I have this little saving grace right in there, because I want to let you know that I have my mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandma all living with me. So I cannot be disobedient to my parents, right? Yeah, so I breathe a sigh of relief. Ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having appearance of godliness but denying his power. Avoid such people. So here's my wrestling match. When you walk out these doors and you go about 4 or 5 blocks, you come into contact with all those people. Hands down. This is if you disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, that describes about 100 kids at Tiger Paws after school programs. Right? But there's something that calls us to reach out to them and to snatch them from the flames. And I believe that's what Tiger Paws have been doing for 36 years. And it's not because of me, it's because of the people that come alongside me, like David Smith and Abby Yorks, people who feel that call and that burden to help these kids out. It's a challenge, as the word of God, so the plumb line is the word of God renewing their minds and hearts. Will they submit to godly discipline? And what will they do? What to do with those who profess Christ but act different? That's my battle down at Tiger Paws. So if there's something to pray for me about, is that battle is where the water, everything we do at Tiger Paws, we preach, teach, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God. At every program, every project, every business endeavor, every job that we go on, somebody's opened up the word of God and sharing. Someone's talking about Jesus. And because of that faithfulness to that, God has continued to let us grow. But we want to make sure that their minds are being renewed as well as their hearts. We want to make sure that they're submitting to godly discipline. So I said, we have all those kids down at after school program. They are unruly, but they do submit to godly discipline. They do walk lock and step. Now that we have some that run off to the borders, we have a lot of kids, we have a lot of needs right now, because we have a lot of kids with a lot of diagnoses, as they call them. We have kids that, you know, in school they're messing themselves and wiping it on the walls, and then they come to Tiger Paws. We have kids that are running through the parking lot. Is there any Geneva College tutors here that comes down to Tiger Paws at all? Right? You can ask any of the horror stories from the Geneva College tutors. Those kids, some of them will just make you want to, you know, pull out your hair. But when it all boils down, at the end of the day, we keep them in a structured environment with the love of God, the word of God being poured into their lives, and we get to help them with their homework, and we get to send them on their way back to homes that we're not too sure of, but we have that interaction, that relationship with their parents, where we can continue to have an impact and influence their lives for good. So that's the thing to pray about. The Tiger Paws continues to do that.
Hello,
Matt. Hey, Jay, how you doing? The ones up on 37th Street Extension? I'm gonna get to that in a second. I don't have the radio station. It just looks like I do. Because I watch High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood, I paint the whole town orange like he painted it red. But I'm not going anywhere, and ain't nobody gonna try to hang me. Because I'm not your William Wallace. I'm your Huckleberry, you understand? Some were made to be martyrs, some were made to be warriors. I am the latter. Okay. So anyways, so thanks, Jay. But anyways, I've been saying the same thing for since I've been here for 20 years. I don't think anybody could say any different. They don't might not like appreciate my style or my approach, but I have been steadfast in trying to make sure that we have the right people going to the right spaces and teaching the right kids the right things. And I got a lot of gruff from that. If you go on our website, there's a thing called a leadership covenant. It's pretty detailed of what we accept and don't accept. And when I first got here, there were some Geneva professors that weren't happy with it and actually left and stopped supporting the ministry. And that's okay. I kept on going. I've been here for 20 years, right? And there was actually churches who write to me letters saying that they do not agree with me. But guess what? They still keep sending money. And I'll spend it. If you send it, I'll spend it, right? But nothing's changed. If you look at our website, our core values are still our core values, right? Making the kid with the least amount of support system our number one priority. And because of that faithfulness, because of God's word, not because of anything that I do, because I've known I've messed it up along the way, because of God's word, after school programs and summer camps, we have waiting lists. Kids are dying to get in to hear about Jesus. And we're pretty emphatic. We're telling the parents and the community, hey, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, guess what? Sin is sin, and this is wrong. And yeah, some of them don't care because they just want free daycare or whatever they want, and that's fine. But we're really, really proud of the fact that we can stand on God's word, and then people still are coming, pouring in, wanting to get in, knocking the doors down, literally having fist fights outside sometimes and screaming battles. When it comes to summer camp, it fills up in 5 minutes. There's parents out there just livid, and you have to kind of calm them down and try to figure out and accommodate the best we can. But that all can change if we have more people who are involved, who want to help, who want to share God's word. So that's what the big appeal is for you today. We have all kinds of ways to get involved at the after school and summer camp program. We have over 82 employees during the school year with the work study that comes from Geneva. We're over about 100 employees working at Tiger Paws, but there's always room for more. And that's what you can do. You can volunteer and come down and see what we're all about. If it's only for one day, for 2 hours, come make a difference in the life of a kid. And you get to openly tell them about your faith. Everywhere else they're trying to hem-haw and shuttle around it. We're just like, hey, Jesus Christ is Lord, let's do this. And they're sucking it up because we're in the latter days. It's crazy what's happening out there. So that's a way to get involved. We have sports ministry in EOT. So this is another thing we're real proud of is a long time ago, I was challenged to be a fundraiser. And they said, you need to raise money. And I think you might have heard this story, but I'll tell it one more time since I got a little bit of time. And I went out and sold out raffle tickets. And Roy and Fran McDonald were in Hawaii at the time. And Tiger Paws was in the red, which is not good. And they said, go ahead. And the board was like, because I was cantankerous and I was just not supposed to be executive director in any way, shape, or form. And they knew it, and they were waiting to fire me. So I went and sold all these raffle tickets, and the next board meeting, Roy McDonald said, you take all those back. And I just looked at him, and I love Roy. And I said, okay. I think the rest of the board was waiting for me to yell at him so they could be like, you ungrateful, get out of here. But I took them all back, and then the next board meeting, I said, hey, the only way I know how to make money is to give 10%. And the board was like, we're in the red, we're just taking from the B. Taylor fund, da 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 da. And Roy McDonald said, it's in the word, we're gonna do it. And there we did it. So when I got here, $65,000 was our annual operating budget. Now we're at $1.6 million. And that's all, mostly, 80% of that is all funded by those same kids that no one said were worth anything. 14 to 24 year olds make 80% of our revenue by performing services for the community, not just in Beaver Falls, but throughout Beaver County. And if that's not a praise God, I don't know what is. So that means when you give the Tiger Paws all your money, church or individual, is going to complete evangelism and discipleship. Because Tiger Paws boys and girls that are working are making the money to make the rest of the machine go. And that's kind of like, I didn't realize this until just not too recently. this is where I want to go and while I'm here at Tiger Paws. I want Tiger Paws to be self-funded, kind of like China Inland Missions, which is, I think, OSFM. Or I was reading a book about Hudson Taylor. And he said, God's work done God's way will never lack God's supplies. And that's where Tiger Paws wants to be. And it took me a long time to realize that and get there, but that's the direction that we're headed to. So just know that I'm not here to ask for money, although, if you, like I said, if you send it, I'll spend it. But I'm here to ask that you continue to spread the good word of the work that we do. Like when you have refrigerators that you can't fit into the church and you need some beef, give me a call. When you need sidewalks broken up, I'm your man. You need firewood, Mr. Wallace? I got a whole bunch down behind the furniture bank right now calling out your name. And those are the kinds of things that we like to do, right? The other thing that we do, a lot of we are impacting the sports ministry. A lot of the guys that have grown up now are now coaches, which is huge. They're a huge part of Beaver Falls coaching, kind of like I call it the, if I was Bill Belichick, they've all kind of branched off and become coaches now. And not that I'm Bill Belichick, but we have our high school football, the high school basketball coach, Ramon Shepherd, has been working for us since he's been in 12th grade. He's been a part of the program since 8th grade. Peter Lyons, which is the high school, the junior high football coach, has been, he's Mr. Pete. If he's about, you know, this big, big brow and shoulders, kind of roly-poly, but he can lift up anything. He's been doing, he's coaching. And these are wonderful guys to have around young men and women in a positive atmosphere. Mr. Henderson, who's on the board, also coaches tennis. Dr. Brian Crawl, he coaches golf. So we're making inroads into the sport. So all to say is, if you have a desire to play some, recreate or play some sports with some kids, we can facilitate that because we've made our own basketball gym and our own soccer court. Just with the express purpose of, I get it, they're not getting Christ out there on the field, or we're kind of crossing our fingers if it happens at the school. Or maybe once in a while we get a good guy comes in and shares. But at Tiger Paws, you can't get on the basketball court until you hear the gospel. At Tiger Paws, you're not playing kickball and dodgeball until we've opened up and had a little Bible study. And that's important. That's what we're missing in our society. That's what we're missing at large, is the discipline that comes from reading the Word of God. So leads me to Jay's point, building and businesses. We have a lot of buildings and businesses. Like I said, I wanted to paint the whole town orange. I would if I could. I might still even. Not one of my goals, but it'd be funny to do, right? So since I've been at Tiger Paws, we've put 14 homes back on the tax rolls. 5 of them brand new. 14 homes back on. We have taken 5 Main Street properties and remodeled them. And on those properties, while we had them, we paid taxes on them. So we did not take the taxes, things off. We didn't take the buildings off tax rolls. We actually got them out of repository, put them back on the tax rolls, and paid taxes on them. We've torn 7 houses down by hand. We've poured thousands of feet of concrete all over the place, which Geneva, when they did their thing, they retore it up. Thanks, Bill Townsend. It was sad because we did it, but we didn't have quality work back then. We just did the work. But we've remodeled one church down on 4th Avenue, which we call Gandhi's Gym, which was dedicated to Jack Walker, Jack White, John Schaefer, and James Kofault. We have a sawmill now working down there, and we fired it up. Now the weather's here, and we'll be starting to cut split firewood, but also logs. We have the Reach Church, which is the church behind Athens Restaurant, which we've been remodeling. We got that church. It was really in a bad state of affairs when we got it, and we've done a lot, especially putting the AstroTurf in, protecting the stained glass, making sure that the organ's been saved so it won't get hurt. Remodeling the kitchen down there so we can continue to make the meals that we do for the kids. And that's where one of the next projects, if you want to get involved, we're making the basement underneath the turf into a wrestling room, a full all-out wrestling room, because that's where we want to, that's kind of like the new trend. People want to wrestle now, and that's where we want to start grabbing a hold of these young men and teach them how to wrestle, not with just each other, but against princes and principalities. The new Brighton House, which is right next to Jay Spratt Funeral Home, we've turned that in. That was Dr. Book and Dr. Book's old office, which was Dr. Brandt's old office, which was actually the founder of Mayor China's house, right? So there's a little history lesson for you. And we've been able to remodel the whole basement now where we have Dr. Mater's trains there, and that's where we have our live nativity. So we'd love to have you just for the live nativity. Do Reformed Presbyterians do live nativities? I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm just asking. But yeah, so we have, I mean, and it's just a great time. People come see trains. We have real donkeys, and we have a real live nativity. And it's just a great way to evangelize the people going up and down that main road, going leaving New Brighton, going into Rochester. The second floor, we're turning into a missionary house. We're missionaries. So if your church has a missionary that's coming back from somewhere, like Zimbabwe or Congo, or where they need a place to stay, we'll have a place for them to stay for free, just to get back on their feet or try to get an understanding where they're at and what they need to do next in the Lord. But it's also a place to have missionary groups have. So it's big enough so I can have 15, 20 people on the second floor if you want to have that kind of closed kind of home feel, not have to leave and go out of state, but you can go right out of town and have a little mission team week there and have the community that you that people like to have. So the big right need right there is we're just redoing the kitchen and the second floor. So if anybody wants to get involved in that, David Smith is the guy to talk to. And we're putting a wood burner in there, an outdoor wood burner in the garage, so we can do that whole thing that they got going on at Stephen Hill, at the bottom of Stephen Hill. I get all kinds of great ideas from an engineer around here. Not that he's condoned them. This is just God. You know, Bill Townsend helped build that first and only splash pad in Beaver County until Chippewa decided to try to one-up us. Well, I do have a spirit of competition, so we're going to one-up them. And with the help of Dr. Comer and Mark Trunzo, we've been working onto a water park. We're going to expand the splash pad, and we're going to make it a big arc with two water slides and then put a lazy river around it and tell the people of Blackhawk, what do you think about that? That's like a side benefit just because I am who I am. But the whole reason is I want to create a space for water activities for the whole family. So almost kind of like, have you been to Iron Mills Farm Homestead up there? Have you ever been up there that way? I want Christian music, you know, going. I want parents and kids to come and enjoy and stay connected together throughout the day. And so that's what we're going to do. So we're going to figure out how to make it really economically affordable for a family to stay together, but not so much if they want to just drop their kids off. Then it's going to hit them in the pocket, right? So if you want to get involved with that, talk to Dr. Comer, Mark Tronzo, and there's a guy named Shane Austin who's taken over that part of the thing of Tiger Paws. And we'd love to have your input or just kind of any ideas, especially about how we can just make it a way to attract community. And I know we'd always love to have churches come and do a VBS down there. So you have it. I have the water. We have the space. We're doing, you know, a bunch of different things. We don't have to be the only people doing things. And we'd love to share it with you. And you can have control of the water and then, you know, go down there. And if you turn that sprinkler on in the heat and you got like hot dogs or juice drinks, the kids are going to come. And then really the challenge is up to you. What are you going to do when the kids come? I know what I'm going to do. I know what we have been doing for 36 years. But I'm just one person. We're just one organization. And it's not a monopoly of sharing the Lord's word. Amen? I know we're not Baptist, but I thought that would be an amen. All right. And then last but not least, the old Rite Aid, the GC. Am I running out of time? I'm good. GC Murphy's 5 and 10 that you asked about, Jay, right? Or you asked about the radio station.
Yeah,
I don't own that. It's this orange. Mark Peterson still does. Yes. Yeah. And I'm going
to
leave it orange. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So the Redemption Center, it's going to be open by this fall. We're in the last stages of getting it done, getting the sprinklers put in, the facade's getting done by Mazant, and we've worked hard since 2020. What happened was Tiger Paws and the Nance family did not participate in COVID-19, just so you know. So we just kept on working, and we started by taking the rocks off the roof, and then we just kept on going and seeing what we could do, because everybody else was saying not to do something. We needed something for the kids to do. So we got it a 56,000 square foot building, and that's what we did. And out of that came the furniture store is going to move over there and sell the furniture store. We got 800 square feet where we're at now. The first floor is going to have 16,000 square feet. We're looking for people who want, who are like-minded, who want to do ministry or really pro-life kind of sort of things to use the rest of the building free of charge. So if you know somebody like that, just have them give me a call and I can point them in the right direction. Tiger Paws does not own that building, but we do have a lease on the first floor for the next 20 years. And so those are ways you can get plugged in: after school, the projects, the work, however you want to get plugged in. We'd love to have you, because this is a challenge. This is by Alan. I've seen this. Alan Kinkner, the patient ferment of the early church. Any scholars out there? I did this because I knew I was coming to a place with a lot of brains. Alan Kinkner, K-R-E-I-A-T-E-R. Nope. Okay, he's probably not a Calvinist. I don't know. Check it out. It was not the church worship that attracted outsiders. He was talking about in the early church, outsiders were not allowed to come in because they were, you know, they were afraid that people were trying to sneak in and be spies, like Roman soldiers and stuff like that, and try to sneak in. So he was talking about, he's writing about the early church. It was not Christian worship that attracted outsiders. It was Christians who attended them, and outsiders found the Christians attractive because of the Christian habitus, which catechized and worshiped had formed. You have beautiful worship here. You're a beautiful body of believers. I've known you for a long, long time. All I'm asking for you, and I know it's your hope's desire, right? That's why it's hope reformed, is to get down there and let people see how attractive you are with your worship. That's your challenge for tonight. I got any questions? That was under half an hour. I had a couple jokes. I honored Roy and Fran, which I always do. And I was transparent. Anybody have any questions? Come on, Jay, give me one. Throw me a softball, buddy. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'll throw you a softball.
Thank you.
I'm new to the area. Where are you? How can I find you?
Look for something orange, and that's where I and say, Miss. So the Orals, right? I'm Mr. Matt. And how it's kind of like Rocky. You just open up the window and say, where's Mr. Matt? And somebody will point you to me. But we do have a website. It's called tigerpaws.net, P-A-U-S-E. Pause and reflect on Christ's goodness in your life. And if you just say, and if you call on the website, there's a phone number. And you don't have your pen ready, but I know you're memorizing it. 724-843-2384. There's all kinds of different numbers that tell you, if you want this person, Miss Elaine at after school, hit 5. If you want work services, hit 7. If you want furniture, hit 1. Da, 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 da. You hit 7, that's me. And then you get an angry guy. What do you want? Okay, I'll get there. It's hilarious. I don't advertise. And I'm like as rude as I can possibly be with the most people on the phone. And people still call me to work. because no one else will. It's hilarious. It really blows my mind. But thank you. From Baltimore, Mr. Henderson from Baltimore, our board president. He'll love you. Yep. Tell you some be more stories. Anybody else? I know there's come on. Somebody else? I guess you got to come up here and pray for me, Mr. Joel. If that's all right. I'll take it. My kids were like, how long is this going to be? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. It's been a long time. Do I stay here? You want me to come down there or what?
Stay here.
Okay.
Let's pray. Lord and Heavenly Father, we are so blessed by the work of your faithful servants, and we thank you for the memory of Roy and Fran McDonald, which invigorates us and encourages us to love this city of Beaver Falls, which you've given us to, so that we might serve you and that we might spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for Matt and his faithfulness, continuing to work with difficult families and difficult children, and being undaunted in his willingness to do what you've called him to do. We pray, Lord, that we'd have the similar courage. And so now we ask, Lord, for Tiger Paws, that you would give them steadfastness as they face resistance. Would you indeed, Lord, continue to strengthen them and go with them? Pray, Lord, that you would have protection over them, that as they do your work, as Matt has said, that you would give them the supplies they need and that you'd give them the wisdom to do it. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would keep them faithful to your word, and that they would never shy away from spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to every ear that would hear. And Lord, as we do your work in this city, we pray, Lord, that you would bless it, and that the work of Tiger Paws would go out and people would hear of your name that is being spread throughout the city, changing hearts and lives, and turning this city from what it is, what we know it is, Lord, into a place, a haven, a place of hope that people can come to and rejoice and give thanks, raise children in godliness and in faithfulness to your Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we thank you for Matt's testimony, for the courage that he's given us to continue to be faithful in our own lives and callings. And we ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts in generosity and thankfulness for what you've done, so that we might work earnestly to bring others into the kingdom of God through this ministry. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's a great idea.
Maybe one day.
So now we're going to stand and sing Psalm 72, Selection E. In closing, Psalm 72, Selection E, which is a great testimony to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the work that it can do among us.